We've got to celebrate our differences. We've got to celebrate our differences.
Ooga booga doo, ooga booga doo.
We've got to celebrate our differences.
Nacho taco, chimichanga.
Welcome to We Are Douchebags, the show where we are douchebags. I am your host, CJ Esculia. My gender pronouns are they, them, and I identify as race, gender, and slur fluid.
Hello, my name is Pave as in pavement. My gender pronouns are concrete because I'm rock hard, and there's nothing new.
I'm Andre. My pronouns are that nigga, and I identify as Pave's biggest op.
Biggest op. I knew it was you this entire time.
Yup.
I was wondering who's TPing my fucking house like crazy recently.
Throwing eggs at your truck?
Dude, why the fucking
that
truck?
That was me.
You fucking asshole. You know, that's okay because I have your dog.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
You gonna rape it?
What the fuck is wrong with you? What?
You said his dog? What?
You sick bastard.
No, I was gonna...
You're gonna rape his fucking
dog?
No,
I have it for ransom. Ransom.
Or you're gonna rape it if he doesn't pay you, right?
No, I'm not gonna... No, I was just going to get it put down.
What kind of sick ransom is that?
I mean, would you rather me put it down?
How do you sleep at night?
With a blanket.
Pave.
Yeah?
What else did you expect that we would think? You're a furry who has a guy's dog for ransom. Obviously, you're going to rape it.
You know what? All I have to say to that is get her done.
Yeah, get it done. Like, you're going to do it?
Fuck no. I would never do anything to an animal like that. To whoever does that, you are sick. Fuck you.
Unless it's a sexy animal, right?
How no. Are we supposed to know?
No. No matter. I don't care. It's an animal. It's still an animal.
What if it's like an anthropomorphic animal?
Explain.
Like, it's an animal, but it has, like, the fuck me eyes.
Would you do it?
No, because I'm not afraid, but you are, so.
You know what? I mean, maybe I would do it, but maybe not consensually. I don't know if I'd be able
like,
to hold
who
myself.
Who was that fox bitch that you brought up from that one movie that nobody ever heard of?
Diane Foxington?
Yeah. What if it was her?
You know, I would, like, you slide up on her. Hi.
If it's wet.
If it's wet. No, I would try my moves on her, you know?
But but she looked like a real fox, but she had the personality of her.
Oh, it's like still a fox?
Yeah.
No?
I mean, it's a fox
still,
either way,
no.
You sick bastard.
Well, put me
yeah,
in the electric chair.
It's a sexy one.
A sexy what?
It's a sexy one.
Did you hear about
a
that
sexy fox?
Did you hear about that bill that passed in Oklahoma? I think it was in Oklahoma where if you're fur, you can get taken by the pound legally.
Huh?
Did I hear some shit like that? I don't remember what it was. Do you remember the details?
Yeah, furries in schools could be taken by animal control. If new Oklahoma bill passes, if one Oklahoma
furries
representative
can be taken by animal control.
Yeah.
You're capping.
No, I'm not. This is an actual thing.
They got their priority straight.
Furries Animal Control Oklahoma shows up in the search. Okay, they filed the bill. So, that doesn't mean it's law. It just means that they're trying to get it through.
Okay. Well, it's still a thing that's going to happen. You're going to go up there yourself and you're going to, like, rig the polls?
Yeah.
You would do something like that.
I would. But, what do we hate this week?
I'll go first. I've been doing some DoorDash for, you know, for some extra cash on the side. And the one thing that I find most annoying...
Do you mean your only cash on the side?
Yeah. Well, that and unemployment that I get weekly. But...
Your 6K?
Yeah, my 6K. My 401k is in shambles, but the DoorDash, it's pretty good money from where I'm at. Like, a lot of people order, especially at night. But the thing that I hate the most is delivering to fucking motels or apartments at night. I had this one instance going over DoorDashing to this hotel not hotel, motel in the middle of the fucking downtown. I have the bag of food, and upstairs I just see this crackhead, like a crackhead woman, kneeling down on the ground, pounding on the door saying, "Please let me in, Jason. Jason, please let me in." And then
should have tried raising her up.
No, fuck that. And then I try to avoid her because the person who I was delivering to was right next to her. And then these people, more crackheads, start coming out of the fucking rooms. "Yo, shut up, bitch. Fuck out of here, bitch. I'll fucking stab you, bitch." these guys were insane. Yeah. So I had to find a different way to get up in order to deliver the food, which I did. But as soon as I delivered it, I got out of there as fast as I could. It was so dirty.
I'm going to shoot up this military base. Why the fuck do they feel the need to fly right when I start recording? Jesus Christ. What the fuck?
That's fucked up.
Sorry, Pave, you're going to have to edit this out. But, yeah, I thought you were going to say that you hated delivering to black people because I did DoorDash for a bit, and I hated delivering to black people because they never left good tips.
Honestly, that too, but I would rather get tipped less than...
black people always live in apartments.
Yeah, I was going to say I've ran into more white and Mexicans in apartments here than I have black people, to be honest.
Really?
The only black person I've ever delivered to was living off of campus, and the other one was at the motel.
No, I would deliver to black bitches all the time with five kids, and then I would look inside and their house was a mess and the kids were always screaming. And then, oh my God, I hated delivering into the hood. I'm not going to dox us.
I could just censor it.
By the base, I guess. Over there. You know how that's straight up like the hood?
Yeah, yeah. So
yes, there.
Yeah, yeah.
I hated delivering there because it was always a bunch, you would get out of your car and there would always be a group of black people right there just staring at you.
Yeah, they always stare like, what the fuck? Like, what do you want from me, bro?
Waiting to steal your car. What do you think?
They fucking didn't try shit with me, though, because I'm a tough-ass fucking Mexican.
Yeah.
Thank God.
So far, nothing has happened to me, but getting parking in downtown fucking sucks. It's so impossible. The fucking DoorDash was 15 minutes late because of it. And then I tried explaining to the dude, "Hey, sorry, it took me so long. I couldn't find parking." And this old-ass white man just looking at me, "Oh, okay, yeah, yeah." Like, he couldn't be give the fuck. And he just closed his door.
One time I couldn't find the apartment that I was delivering ice cream to. And I think I showed up to the order fucking 20 minutes late.
Bro, what the fuck?
And the ice cream was completely melted because it was the middle of summer.
Holy shit.
And then I just gave it to the dude, and I was like, "Dude, I'm so sorry, but I put the address into Maps, and it just gave me the complete wrong address." because the apartment complex was split into, two sections, and it was showing me only the section, one section, and it was the incorrect section. So I had to, figure it out by myself.
Dude, that happened to me, too. I was, I got an order for McDonald's. Now, I had already was using the GPS because on DoorDash, it lets you go to an area that has that's like a hot spot, and I put that direction to Maps. Well, if I get an order, I would have to leave the route that I'm taking and then put in the new one, because if I try to put it in the new one, it's not going to give it to me. It's just still going to give me the same one I was using. So this entire time I was driving 22 minutes to where I thought was a McDonald's, but no, it was never that. And when I checked the how fucking far the McDonald's was, it was 22 minutes again. I had just passed it.
Oh, excuse me.
That's fine.
Sorry, I was holding that in for a minute. What do you hate this week, Andre?
I don't really hate anything this week. This week's been pretty boring.
Nigga, you need to fucking bring some shit.
Pretty uneventful. Yeah,
every single... I think you're just a happy motherfucker, because you never hate anything.
Nothing bad has happened to me, man. What can I say?
What happens places?
In whose places? His?
Yeah, what happens in your places, Andre? What the fuck even goes on over there?
Bro, nothing. It's boring as fuck.
Oh my God, these fucking jets are flying over.
A random tweaker every now and then. That's about it.
And no one at work pissed you off?
No, not really.
Do you guys want to hear meditation? Airplane ASMR?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, do you hear that?
No, but no. I probably will in editing.
Okay. You said there's like a crackhead that shows up every once in a while, and that's the most eventful thing that happens in your life?
Yeah, essentially.
Sounds very peaceful. I think I'd probably be happy like you too if I was living your life.
That's pretty boring.
You should talk to that homeless person and make him your slave. Pay him in like honey buns or Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
No, threaten him with the honey buns, like the microwave ones.
Oh, the 1,000-degree ones.
True. Or could just pour gasoline on him.
What is with you and pouring on gasoline?
Have a bleach lighter, on him. Like, into his eyes.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever burned your eyes with bleach before?
No.
No, I haven't, because I'm not a retard. Have you?
No.
What an odd question to ask.
No, I was just wondering, you know? Because, I mean, yeah. I haven't heard of anyone burning their eyes with bleach in a while.
In a while? When did that happen to someone that you know?
2016.
Who did that?
There was some guys playing with this fucking, like, toy, and it was like a toilet. They had to roll a dice and press on the fucking toilet, and sometimes it would spray water in them. Well, they switched out to water to bleach, and then one of them got fucking sprayed in the eyes.
A dumb fuck.
I don't know what I expected, but it wasn't that.
But yeah, that was the last time I ever heard of it.
I think you give me, like, brain cancer or something.
Brain cancer. Like,
yeah, I don't know. Like, when you told that story, I couldn't react. I just felt disappointed.
I'm not the one that did it. Why are you disappointed?
Yes. Is that what a pavoment is?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And you asked,
sorry,
I answered.
The word of all time.
Is nobody going to ask me what I hated this week?
Is it the same thing it is every week?
What do I hate every week?
I don't know.
He doesn't even know. You're Pave hating again for no reason.
See,
I'd rather not say it. I don't know.
I just 38,000
times this week.
I'd rather not say it, but I mean, I don't know. Jews?
I mean, yeah, but everybody hates them.
Women?
I don't.
Right now, I hate that fucking jet that's flying overhead. God fucking damn. God. I will actually go outside and shoot it down right now. Oh my god. I hate this week. So the topic for this week, as we already know, what did we talk about last week, guys?
Topics.
To talk about this week, yes?
Yeah, to talk about today.
Yeah, and what won?
Slurs. Yippee.
I was trying to make the spreadsheet, and you know, I put a lot of time and care and effort into these spreadsheets, despite what Mike/Vegeta says. I always try to make them look good. I try to make the numbers make sense. I put a lot of care and effort into these. And one of the things I put the most effort into is finding the pictures every week to put underneath the spreadsheet for reference. And this week, since we're talking about like racial slurs, I was trying to find some good racist pictures to put under here. And I couldn't fucking find any. I went on Google, and it's impossible to find racist caricatures now. I had to go to Bing to find the picture of the Asian. And it's not even, like, an actual Asian. It's a picture from South Park. Because I tried looking up racist Asian stereotype on Google, and nothing showed up.
You think it's a conspiracy?
I think it is. They're trying to make my fucking show all woke and gay, but it's not gonna happen. I wouldn't let it happen. I had to go to Bing. That's how you know I was committed.
The sissy liberal media.
The sissy liberal media. That's what I was gonna put for the picture of the black dude. I forgot. Hold up.
Trying to censor our spreadsheets.
Never let that happen.
I'd go to war.
Hold up.
You'd go to war for the show, Andre?
I'm gonna replace the picture of the black dude real quick.
That's surprising coming from you, man.
We can get a banger spreadsheet. I'll go to war.
Yeah, this one was a pretty good one, I think.
It seems like the most racist one is the Jewish one. I wonder why that is.
What about the new picture that I just put up there?
I have to refresh it. It's a little bit better, yeah. Fucking Drake.
Yeah, for those... Yeah, it's Drake in blackface. That one famous picture. But since we already brought it up, we can go ahead and get into the categories and the attributes. So, starting from the bottom, we have... These are racial slurs ranked from the worst slurs to the best slurs. We have kike, zipperhead, chink, dune coon, cracker, Latinx, cum skin / cum stain, gray faggot, pavement ape, and Yacoubian ape. And up at the top, we have speech, intellect, reading, wit, weaponization, cod lobby, niggotry, penis size, racism, esoteric knowledge, Twitter support, career advancement, race play, creativity, and credit score. Do we have any questions about what any of the categories are?
What's the fucking pavement ape?
Oh, you think that refers to you?
No, no. I just want to know what it is.
That's not you, Pave. That refers to black people.
A pavement ape?
Yeah.
Was Porch Monkey, like, taken?
Oh, Porch Monkey is another good one. Should I keep it as Pavement Ape or
change it? I've never heard that before.
Yeah, what the fuck?
You've never heard Pavement Ape? No. Okay, we could do / Porch Monkey. I'm just on next level racism, I suppose. Okay, any other questions about what the other ones are?
I don't really have a question. I just have a statement. I think this is the most obvious mystery category. So far. That's all I wanted to say.
Ooh, I wonder what it could possibly be.
If it's not gonna be what I think it is, I'll be shocked.
I wonder, stick around to find out until the last few minutes of the episode.
Yeah, we'll wait.
What about
skip ahead?
Andre, you don't have a question for Gray Faggot?
No, that one's pretty self-explanatory.
Oh, so
I'm not
Gray
a dumb
Faggot.
Fuck like you.
Pave, I guess, has a question about it, but he just wanted to project it onto you because he doesn't know what it means.
We saw that.
So, Gray Faggot refers to gray-skinned people like Andre.
Yeah.
And, yeah, in my opinion, it's one of the most disgusting slurs a person could use because his kind is extremely rare. So for you to call him not only great but also a faggot is really degrading.
Okay. And Yacoubian ape?
That's for white people.
Oh, okay.
Do you know who Yacoub is? Jacob?
No.
Nope. I do.
Of course, Pave wouldn't know. He's the guy who invented white people. He was a evil scientist with the big
head. Are you talking about that black dude with that big ass fucking brain in his head?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm that dude.
I think we've talked about him on the show before. He's awesome.
Wasn't he on like a spreadsheet for the top black people?
Oh, that's right. Ah, we forgot to put him on the second one. He should have made it on there.
Well, he already had a chance on the first one. He didn't even win, though.
No, that's okay.
But, okay. That's all I needed to know.
You guys know what a zipperhead is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it for Japanese people? Or Chinese people? One of them?
Not necessarily Japanese, but yes, it's an Asian slur.
Or is it just Asian
people? I think it refers to, like, Korean, Vietnamese people, you know, back in Nam, they would, like, run over their heads and it would leave, like, zipper tire marks on their skulls.
I fuck with that slur.
So that's what that means.
It's an underrated slur.
When was the last time you used it?
Like, probably, like, a year ago.
I disconnected. I think that the fucking Jews heard me talking about them. What was the last thing you heard about me?
I honestly have no idea. Zipperhead, you were asking what a zipperhead was.
Yeah, you're saying that zipperhead came from, like, Vietnam or, like, Korea.
Yeah, because they would run over
their heads.
It's kind of dumb.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I think the Jets are, like, trying to disconnect my Wi-Fi. which is what just happened.
Bro, I might need to use your Discord audio in order to fucking do this shit if there's gonna be jets flying past you every second.
I don't know what the fuck they're doing. You would think I was in Ukraine or some shit.
It's like 6 at night, bro. What the fuck? Like, six, almost 7.
You know what pisses me off? They'll be flying. Oh my god, bro. The other... Shut up! The other night, they were flying at fucking midnight. It was literally midnight, and I couldn't fucking sleep because... I don't know what the fuck they were doing. They were doing fucking barrel rolls up in the sky. I couldn't sleep. Okay? And I wake up early for work. And it's like 1 in the morning and they're just up there flying. They can't do that shit during the middle of the day when they would have better visibility.
Nah. I think it's to train them for night missions, I guess.
They're targeting me.
Yeah, they heard you calling the troops gay. They couldn't have that.
I think that is what it was. But back to the spreadsheet. You guys know what a cum skin / cum stain is?
That doesn't sound like an actual slur, but...
Yeah, that just sounds like an insult. I don't know who I'd have, like...
Oh, it refers to white people and their cummy white skin.
Mm. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
But then you have like Cracker that. There, too.
Huh?
You have Cracker there, too, though.
That shit lame.
Yeah, that's why I put it, because Cracker is so overplayed. Like, that's why in creativity it's at a -6, because it's so overused. Everybody knows what it is. Everybody knows what it means. Everybody says it. It's like, I always thought, honestly, I always thought that Cracker was more of a compliment than a slur, than something that should be offensive, because that means that, like, you're admitting that that white person you're insulting is, like, a slave owner. And that they have power over you. So, Cracker is a weak-ass slur.
How would you, like, feel knowing that your ancestors had slaves?
I wouldn't give a shit. Why would I care?
I would feel empowered. I'd be like, shut up. My ancestors enslaved your ancestors.
Oh, in that case, yeah, I feel like if I were a little white boy, like, I would probably, like, use that in Call of Duty lobbies or something.
A little white boy?
Yeah.
No, you're just a little Mexican boy.
Yeah. Sadly, my ancestors got beasted on by the Spaniards.
I could argue you're Latinx.
Don't you ever say that to me ever again.
Why is it on the slur list?
What, Latinx?
Yeah.
If you ever say that to a Mexican, I hope you know that, like...
They will kill you.
That's probably... That is worse than any slur you could call a Mexican. You call a Mexican, like, a wetback, like, they'll laugh it off. You call them a spick, they'll laugh it off. You call them Latinx, they get pissed the fuck off, bro.
Bro, no one's ever said that to me.
It made its way as a slur. So, my favorite app, iFunny, repurposed Latinx as an actual slur. And anytime a Mexican comments, they'll tell them to shut the fuck up, Latinx.
Dude, I'd actually kill myself if I was called that.
I'm about to, because you called me that right now.
I was just trolling. I was just trying to use it, you know, by its actual meaning.
Okay, buddy. Okay, cum skin.
All right, Latinx.
Okay, cum stain.
All right, burrito bandit.
See, that's funny.
Fucking tortilla person.
See, you could call me anything and it'll slide right off, but like Latinx like penetrates the bulletproof armor.
I think the worst part is probably some piece of shit white person's gonna call you that.
Thinking that they're being like...
That'd make me more mad.
Wait, what would be more offensive? Them saying it to try to offend you or someone trying to say it genuinely? I don't know which is worse.
Someone trying to offend you?
No, but if someone did that, like...
Fucking Latinx.
Genuinely? I feel like that would be much worse because, like... Dude, how can you, like, just tell some, like, Latinx and think that's alright?
At my graduation for my community college, when I went to the ceremony, they referred to the Beaners as fucking Latinx.
Oh my god.
Yeah, the like principal or whatever, she was like, as a member of the Latinx community, like that whole fucking, I didn't even want to go, but I got signed up for it by somebody. And then that whole ceremony was the most like fucking playing victim shit I've ever heard in my life. Every single person who went up there was trying to talk about how hard it was because they were a minority. Like there was like two black dudes that went up there talking about, oh, I faced many challenges as a black man. And then this fucking Hispanic lady, as a Latinx woman, it was incredibly hard for me. Well, all of you made it to the top position, so clearly it wasn't that hard.
In community college.
Yeah, like, so, it was just, like, really annoying, because it was, like, I feel like it makes no difference at all if you just do your fucking schoolwork.
Yeah.
Yep. Your schoolwork isn't going to be fucking sexist.
Like, they're not going to ask you what race you are and then mark you down a couple points based on the race each test.
But did you know black people have more of a chance of getting into colleges?
Yes, I did know that.
Yeah. And women as well. So if you're ever a guy, just like apply as gender fluid and then you'll like easily slide by.
But that's actually solid advice.
You could pull it
too
off.
Bad. Yeah, if you could be like a little femboy and go into class, or just go in completely as a straight male, and then if they accuse you of not actually being a woman, you're like, who are you to say that?
That'd be pretty believable for Pave, I think.
For Pave?
Yeah, show up to class in thigh highs.
Yeah, you guys don't know this, but he's actually the smallest one in the group, and he's built like a little breedable twink.
He's a little small bean.
Are we just forgetting the little pose that we made on the We Are Douchebags Instagram of a clear fucking shoulder-to-shoulder comparison of how small you are?
But you're forgetting that you photoshopped that.
I did not photoshop that.
Way bigger.
No, I did not. That's like, that was like actual unraw, unedited footage. That's not fake news.
Yeah, but you're forgetting that I posted a back picture and that everyone was able to see how big and buff and massive I am.
You can be 5'4" and still be muscular.
No, but I'm actually 6 foot and jacked as fuck. Why don't you post a back picture?
I don't like posting pictures. I like to post TikToks.
Okay, post a video. Do like a back reveal.
Okay, will do.
Can you do a catgirl TikTok dance?
With your ears?
I would have to find them. I would have to find them.
Oh, thank God you lost them.
No, I mean, I can probably find them. I just put them away.
You should wear the ears and the gloves, and then I'll post that to the Instagram.
Yeah, fucking riot. I would never do such a thing.
It's like your Spider-Man suit.
My Spider-Man suit.
You're hiding it.
It's calling to you like the Green Goblin.
No one finds
out
your secret identity.
Don't worry, my secret identity is safe with me.
Oh, or you could wear like a bandana.
A bandana.
And sunglasses. So you could be like the cool bad boy furry.
I think I'll pass on that.
You're gay as fuck.
I would never do. Why don't you post Andre wearing the furry ears?
I would have to censor that pretty heavily.
You just have to censor
it. I mean,
like,
I guess I could post it. Can one of you guys resend it? Are you okay with me posting that, Andre?
Yes. It's fine.
Okay. Yes. Just resend it to me.
Gotcha.
So, what we got going on?
So I want.
What are we talking about?
I want to go to Latinx for Twitter support. Only out of 5. Pretty sure the word Latinx was made in Twitter.
It should be out of 20.
Yeah, I was about to say it should be.
You think
it's
20?
Like maximum Twitter support.
Yeah. That shit was made by Twitter,
bro. I was thinking that, like, everyone, like, the white bitches would be pushing it, and, like, the woke Latinx would be pushing it, but then, like, the actual macho, alpha, Latino men would push back against it. But then again, I think you're right. Like, macho alpha dudes aren't on Twitter.
Yeah, they're on Facebook.
Or Instagram.
They're on Facebook, Instagram, and iFunny.
iFunny. Okay, brother.
Yeah. Okay, I'll change it to 20.
And the cum skin and cum stain being only at a negative 6 for career advancement, isn't it easier for, isn't technically easier for white people to be accepted in, like, workspaces, office jobs?
So career advancement is actually, if you were to be talking to the CEO of a company and you accidentally slipped out that slur, how likely they would be to give you a position.
Oh.
So, like, cum is in that slur. So, negative it would 10. Be, like, negative 10. Yeah, I feel like it would be pretty hard for, like, you to come back from that. Because, like, oh, this guy's talking to Elon Musk and he talked about cum stains. That guy's never getting a job with him. Yeah, I think that would kill his job chances pretty hard. Negative 10 is suitable.
I think the gray faggot wit should go down. I don't think it should be out of 9.
Gray faggot what?
Wits.
Gray faggot wits. Why you don't think that? That's a...
I don't think they're very smart.
I mean, you're the
smart
one who invented it, Pave. You don't think it's a witty... a witty slur?
I thought you meant them themselves are witty. Oh.
No, that's like how witty of a slur it is.
15.
Like, if someone pulled that out on you, like, you would think, like, oh, fuck, that's actually smart and, like, intellectual.
15.
Wow, look at Pave's wits. 15. That's crazy.
No, you're so retarded that
dumb fuck.
You didn't even know what wits was, so how am I going to put it to a 15 now?
I kind of, I started thinking of the people. I didn't thought of them as just the slurs themselves. I thought of the people behind these slurs.
No, we're talking, like, about this. I think there was, like, one thing where I was like, okay, yeah, this is about the people behind the slurs, but I can't remember which one it was.
Cracker?
Cracker? What about Cracker?
I think penis size should go up.
Penis size should go up for crackers?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Because it's mostly black people using that term. Using that phrase.
Oh, no, that... Wow, I'm so, like, smart and retarded at the same time. So penis size actually does refer to the group that the slur refers to.
So you're telling me you had no idea what it was this entire time?
Yeah, I kind of forgot until we just segued.
If that's the case, then the Latinx should go down to, like, a fucking a 0. People that use it are fucking...
No. You're mistaken. That refers to Latinx people. Like, that's how big their penises are.
And what about Cracker?
Crackers?
Yeah. He wanted it up for 20 because he said mostly black people use that slur.
No, he said black people use the slur.
Yeah.
So he was trying to put it up because he was referring to black people. But, like, a 6... Like, I feel like white people have, like, decent-sized dicks. Yeah. Not that I'd know. So it would be, like, a 6.
Okay.
Like, average, slightly above average.
If that's the case, why is Gray Faggy at 8? Should be at 9. Because
I feel like... Okay, calm down, buddy.
Yeah.
Should be at first 12.
All, I think it should go down, honestly.
No, I don't...
15.
5.
Nah, you know what? 20.
20.
Nah.
Yes.
First, it's a 25.
Oh my
Whoa.
God. What?
Let's go.
No. No. Okay. First of all, Andre.
Nah, you a bitch for that. You don't tease me like that.
Listen.
Teaser.
When you showed us that one time, I've never met another gray faggot in my life. You're the only one who I've ever met. So, a 10 is, like, giant, bro. Like, 8 is, like, you're up there. 20 is reserved for, like, I don't even know.
Yeah, it's not
so
bad,
I feel like a 8 is, like, a good size.
He's just so fucking...
I think he should be a 7,
self-conscious.
Realistically.
I think, like, if I were to picture it, it's probably, like, 3/4 the size of my forearm. Like, I feel like that's a good
You're
size.
You're so real for that.
Like, 8's good. We could do, like, 7.5 if you really want to, like, humble brag.
Yeah, I'm down. That works.
Okay, yeah. 7.5. You're so
humble. Helps my ego
that.
A bit.
COD Lobby for Yakubian Ape?
Yeah,
why is
so
it only
that
at a zero?
Is at...
Because who's using that in a COD lobby?
Yeah, I feel like COD people aren't smart enough to be throwing that out there.
Exactly, so it should be negative. Because if you yourself say Yakubian Ape, you're just going to get bullied for it and called slurs.
They would bully you for using that slur?
Yeah.
That's fair. What are you thinking?
I'd say -5.
-5, that's alright.
Why is Cracker out of 20, though?
For a COD lobby?
Yeah.
Because that's the only insult that black people, like, have at the ready for white people at all times, especially in COD lobbies. Like, I feel like...
That's true.
That's the only slur they have at their disposal at all times. Like, because black people don't really use slurs against white people. They just call them, like, bitch-ass nigga, stupid-ass nigga, goofy-ass nigga. It's a lot of ad nigga type stuff. So... Like, cracker-ass nigga, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, cracker's really the only slur that black people have on the ready at all times.
Which is fucked up, by the way.
We need more. That's why I've been trying to push cum stain for a while. Because, it's like I said, like, cracker is more of, like, a compliment than anything. Like, we need new words to use against white people, because cracker isn't cutting it anymore. It's 2024.
Mayonnaise master.
Nah, see, that's lame. If someone called you a man, like, mayo monkey, like, that's okay.
Mayo monkey.
Like, I've heard that one thrown around, but, like, then that's just calling them a monkey who likes mayonnaise. I don't know. There's no really, like... Like, the N-word. Like, that has a power to it. Like, you say that, and nations fear that word.
Everyone gasps. Right?
Employers will fire you on the spot for saying that. There is no word you could say to a white people that will happen for.
Literally nothing. Yeah, you're honestly right. I mean, they say colonizer, but that's not even that bad.
See, that's another compliment. They, like... If I was white, I'd be like, yeah, I did colonize everybody. You're welcome. Thank you. Like, these aren't good slurs, bro. They're just compliments.
You think cracker should go down in creativity, then? It's already at a -6.
I think that's cracker, fine.
I think -6 is, like, because it's a bit creative. Like, the sound of the whip, like, the crack or whatever, like... Like, they crack the whip. Like, that's kind of, like... It has a bit of creativity to it, but not much. Like, so I think... Like I said, it's overplayed, overused. But it's not, like, -20, you know?
Yeah. The kike's penis size should go down to, like, 0.5.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I don't even have to argue. That was... No, actually... You're wrong. It should go lower.
Lower?
0.1.
Okay, there we go.
Watch my Wi-Fi cut out again.
Oh my god. Watch my fucking Wi-Fi just shut off.
But, no, I think... How much longer do we have left in this episode? We have 20 minutes. We need to come up with a good slur for white people. There is no good ones.
Well... What can you really say about white people that's, like, an insult?
I don't know. The only thing I've been able to come up with is, like, their skin is white. Like, cum. Oh, cum skin / cum stain.
Most of them can't fucking cook.
Most of them can't cook, okay? But, like, what would you, like, tasteless? Or,
seasonless.
Like, flavorless. Like, that's nothing. Andre, you're in a... you're in a cook-off between you and a white person in the middle of Walmart. You're roasting each other, right? It's like a 40-year-old white dude, and he's ready to pull out the hard R. What do you say to him to hurt his feelings?
I mean, that's the thing. You can't really attack his race. I'm already nerfed.
Exactly. I'm already
fucked at that point. So
I am trying to help your people. I am trying to empower black people by giving them a proper slur to use against the cracker man. Right? Because there's nothing. There's nothing. We got, like, what? They're white like paper. I thought, like, maybe, like vampire. Like, they suck the soul out of everything. But that's kind of cool. Like, mosquito? Like, if they call black people monkeys, I guess white people would kind of be like mosquitoes, like, worthless. Like, that would be a good insult.
A mayo packet?
Mayo mosquito.
Wonder Bread.
Wonder Bread? Oh, that sounds like a superhero name.
What about a wigger? The wiggers exist.
No, that's retarded.
Oh, Andre said that was hard.
If you call a white person a wigger, that's not going to hurt their feelings.
How do you know?
Oh, maybe it might. Hey, why don't you go into the living room, Pave? Go into the living room, Pave, and call the adoptive family that you're staying with wiggers to see what happens.
I couldn't even tell you what would happen, to be honest.
They just look at you like, what was that, Spick?
Gardener.
No, what was that, Latinx?
Latinx.
Then you just kill yourself on the spot. See, white people are so good at coming up with slurs. I don't know how they do it. Everything just rolls off the tongue with them.
Well, I mean, like, school shooters, that was one for, like, white people. But that's only if they're, like, teenagers or, like, in middle school. Like, as soon as they become adults, there's, like, nothing much you can really say.
I don't know. But that didn't apply to, like, all white people, though. It was a specific type of, like, weird white person.
But they were still white.
I think the answer could be in front of us.
I think it would have been done already if it was possible.
I don't know. It would have to be, like, pig skin, because they get all pink in the sun. Like, I don't know. Gosh.
Guys, put down in the comments below some white people slurs.
It's not possible, man. We're gonna have to concede.
No. This is why they're on top of the slur game, because us minorities have a combined 3 brain cells and we're not able to come up with anything better. Alright, hold up. I'm gonna make a list real quick. We got pig skin, mosquito. What else we got? Male monkey. Male monkey's actually kind of funny. I feel like if you called a white dude like a male monkey, he'd be caught off guard and he'd be like, what'd you call me?
What the fuck did you just say?
Yeah, but then he would pull out like the N-word and it's hick? Over. So hick?
Yeah, hick.
That's one that I feel like is underutilized.
It's so tame, though.
Redneck. Cuck skin.
It's literally a hydrogen bomb versus a coughing baby.
Dead race. I feel like dead race would be good because their race is kind of dying out. Fuck. I think we might have to collaborate with the white man to figure out what truly gets under their skin.
Yeah. Who would be that white man?
Maybe like a...
Shane Dawson.
It's a long shot.
Shane Dawson.
Shane Dawson. No, you know what? I feel like he's a self-hating white. He might actually do it.
Yeah, he has nothing left to lose. His career, his career is already dead.
Dr. Umar. That's who we need to collaborate with.
Yo! You're right.
He probably has a banger for white people.
He has. He's got a list at the ready. I already know. Hold up. How do I contact this guy? Contact.
Just hit him up on Instagram.
Hit him up on Instagram. Hey, we're trying to think of slurs for white people. Can you help us out? Oh, that would be so cool if he responded and the next week we got him on the show. to rank the new slur for white people.
Be so dope. Dr. Umar. That's on my bucket list.
To get him on the show?
To meet that man.
I feel like we could do it.
We could try.
Paperweight? Nah. See, it's like you said. What did you say? What was that analogy that you used, Andre? Said it was a... It was something versus a nuclear bomb.
Oh, coughing a hydrogen bomb versus a coughing baby.
Yeah, that's what this feels like. It feels like a massive uphill battle.
The N-word versus any slur against white people. How do you compete?
You can't. Pink skin. See, fuck.
Yeah, why is the racism for Zipperhead only at 9?
You think it goes up?
Isn't it like a pretty racist term? Is it like the whole term based on racism?
I feel 9 is already pretty high because remember, like, our scale is like 1 to 10, and then anything that goes into the negatives is like insanely negative, and anything that goes like above a 10 is insanely racist. Like it tops the scale, like it breaks the scale. So a 9 is like pretty racist.
You think Yucubian ape is a 20 in racism?
It is actually a 20 in racism. Yes, I do think that.
Why?
Because the whole story is that an evil fucking scientist created white people, that they're a lesser race, and that they're a plague on the earth. Yeah, that's pretty fucking racist.
You know, you make a fair point.
Is there a but?
No, that's it.
Yeah, oh, it sounded it. Like you were gonna continue.
No, I was outclassed there.
Yeah, I'm surprised he's been going on for as long as he's had.
Who, Andre?
Yeah, Andre.
What about him?
I thought he would have like shut down mid conversation. Started forget like either started like talking to his mom or just forgot what he was talking about.
You said like 5 words the last 30 minutes, man.
I've been letting you speak.
No, I think you've been fucking eating your boogers or something.
Why do you always think I'm eating my boogers?
I know you're a booger eater.
You seem like the type of kid who would. I'm not going to lie.
Kid? I would never. Glue, like, on the other hand, was pretty
yummy. Like, when you were a kid, you were probably a mad booger eater.
No, I was more of the glue kid.
Oh, the glue kid?
Yeah, I loved glue. Glue sticks. I would just chew chunks off of those.
What?
Like take out the stick as long as possible, just chew on it.
You know, I feel like I could relate to that. Not because I did it, because I feel like I would have been tempted to do it.
Ate crayons, too.
Hell no. Crayons, I would never. I never eat my writing utensils.
I eat crayons, but it's because I'm main a Titan in Destiny.
Is that just what you do?
Just Destiny player in general.
Yeah.
Sounds like a blast.
Sounds like a blast.
Yeah. Are we gonna keep trying to go on with this white person thing, or are we gonna go for the mystery category?
I think we could. I think we could go into the mystery category.
All right.
So for this week, I think we were all expecting it. We all knew what it was gonna be. Jigaboo.
Jigaboo.
I thought it was going to be the N-word. That's lame.
I'm trolling. It's actually the N-word.
Yes!
Yeah!
Yes, bro!
I had to look up a quick list of racial slurs you guys off guard. Yeah, this is the slur. The other one's a compliment. This is a list of slurs.
Dude, holy shit. Like, I don't even want to... All the points are so like accurate to the fucking slur itself.
So accurate. Yeah, and it top. If we were to leave it as it is, it would already top out the list. So, like, I don't know. I think everything about the mystery category this week is like perfect.
This is the perfect glass cannon.
Especially if you're in a losing argument.
Like, the N, like, button on my keyboard is completely worn out. Like, it's not even there anymore.
Yeah, it's like just faded away.
You guys know, if you go into a comment section and you see, like, a black person doing some stupid shit on a post, like, you go into the comment section, just the letter N, just the first letter is enough for everybody to know exactly what you mean. That's how powerful this is.
And you can't escape it. You can't escape it. It's everywhere. You go.
You just type N and then they'll make a chain continuing it.
What was that story on that one? Like, it was like the sales guy. He went over to this black guy's house and he accidentally said the hard R N-word. And then he was like, oh, I'm sorry, brother. I didn't mean to say that. And he was like, are you fucking crazy? And
I never heard that in my life.
Hold up. I gotta find it. It's the funniest shit ever.
Was it the one out of school? It was like a teacher?
I don't think so. I think it was in an apartment complex.
Oh, the one with the teacher. I saw that video.
That shit is hilarious.
That shit was so funny. Like, it was this white teacher and like a black kid was coming out of the classroom like dapping him up. And he was like, what's up, mister? And then the teacher's like, what's up, my nigga? And he's like, oh, no, I'm so sorry.
That was like, I could see Mr. doing shit like that.
I feel like he would, his little clumsy ass.
Here, this is the video I'm talking about.
Let's see this? Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
No, I've never seen this.
You can play that off.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing? Okay. Hey, sorry to bother you. What's up? I'm Fernando. I work at Peak Energy. We're a few doors down. We're in 1845.
Okay.
So we do solar around here. We're just coming around talking to niggers. Sorry, dude. Neighbors. I apologize, man.
I'm sorry, no, dude. Neighbors. Even...
Yo. We're talking to... We're talking to beep. Dude, poor guy.
Yeah. He couldn't hold it in.
It's so obvious he didn't mean to say it. But he, like, basically just, like, stabbed the guy he's talking to.
Stabbed the guy.
Did... Okay.
The N-word.
What, was he a racist, like, thinking it? Or you think it was a neighbor and beep? I could see myself slipping up on those words. Maybe, like, if I were to see you, Andre, and I was saying the word neighbor, I could easily see myself slipping up like that.
And did you see how dark the guy was? I mean, like, can you really blame him?
Do you think he was a racist then, Andre?
I guess so.
Fuck, I don't know. No.
Then what do you think it was?
He probably did slip up. But how? Uh-huh. How do you slip that up like that?
I don't know. Maybe he meant to say, like, niggas, and he accidentally said it with the hard R because he was, like, thinking neighbor and nigga at the same time.
It's even then still, it's such a powerful word, like... You could just...
That poor dude.
Yeah.
Was the guy he was talking to white?
Yeah, he was.
Oh my god, that makes it that died worse.
Yeah, look at his arm.
Yo, he just the dude closes the door and he walks off. That is so sad.
He's like, oh, sorry, dude. I want to put that as the intro, the fucking audio to that.
Okay, he said, we do solar around here. We're just going around talking to beep. And he clearly meant to say neighbors. I don't know how you would fuck that up. I don't know. I could see myself doing it, but it is so unlikely. I don't know. Yeah,
but it still could happen. It's so scary. And you just do that right then and there, ruin your entire career. That's what that man did. Just ruined his entire fucking career.
Yeah, that's what he did. I think we should change our show to ranking racial slurs, because there's some good ones in here. On this list I found on Wikipedia.
But all right.
Hold up. I lost one that I was looking at, but it was a good one. They got honky. They got
another lame one.
Honky. Yeah, see that. They got Jew boy.
Jew boy.
That one's
Jungle bunny. Jungle bunny for black people. That was the one I was looking at. You got kebab for Muslims. Kimchi for Korean people.
Oh my god.
Ooh, okay. See, this one's so lame. Land thief for land white thief. People.
Ooh, what an insult.
Who's using that lame ass shit?
A white girl, maybe?
South Africans, apparently.
I'd stare at you with a blank face. Like he just, like, farted or something. like he stink.
Like that. See, imagine you say that. You got... Imagine that. You say that, and then they just hit you back with nigglet. Nignog.
Nignog.
This is so funny. So I'm on N on the Wikipedia list of ethnic slurs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you go down to the N word, and it's like twice the size of all the other articles. and then all of them show like the location or origin where it's used, and all of them are really specific. Like one of them is like Ethiopia, France. Finland, like it shows where all of them are used, and the N-word, it says international/worldwide.
That's how powerful it is. Yes, thank you.
That's so funny.
Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide.
You can never get rid of that word.
No.
You can censor it.
Oh, Pajit is...
But it won't be gone.
Pajit is a good one for Indian people.
We should do a part two next week then.
Pajeet. It's a slur used for Indian men to make fun of their names.
Balji.
Yo, this one's funny. Prairie N-word for Native Americans. Raghead. Sand N-word. See, snowflake for white people? That's, like, so lame. Andre.
Yo.
You're going bar for bar with a white person. You call them a snowflake, and they hit you with spear chucker. What are you doing?
I'm surrendering, bro.
Spear chucker. See,
like, I love throwing that white flag.
Why are they so good at this? I think the only race that's able to to take the bullets and like deflect it off would be Hispanics, but Latinx, like, that pierces the soul. So they finally got us.
It's a kill shot.
Yeah. Fucking, they call you a spook. What are you doing? Oh my god, these are so fucking funny. You guys need to look at this list. I think we're done for the episode, though. We already knew what the winner was gonna be, didn't we?
Yeah. Honestly, we always did.
So,
do you want to say the word, Andre?
Sort these. Hold up.
You want to say the word?
Okay, so...
What?
Do you want to say the word?
No.
Okay.
Not because you told me to.
Andre, can you please say the word? Because although you technically gave me the pass, it would sound better if you said it.
Nigger!
That's the winner for this week. We all knew that was going to win, so we're going to say that the second one... We're going to say the second one for this week.
We should make a tournament
Pavement
for slurs.
Pavement Ape slash Porch Monkey won second place, and Yucubian Ape won third place.
And Kike was last place.
Yeah, Kike was last place. We need a better slur for those kinds.
Those carpet munchers.
Lesbians?
Yeah.
Do you know what a kike is?
Yeah, it's like a woman trying to be a dude, right?
That's a dyke.
That's a dyke. Oh my god.
Are you serious? Is this happening?
Yeah. Pave.
What?
Every single other word on this list is racial, and you thought I just randomly brought up dykes out of nowhere?
Yeah, honestly.
You had an hour to ask about that word.
I didn't want to talk about them. At first I thought it was kite too, like kite. I didn't see the other game.
It's okay. That's it for this week. I was going to make another spreadsheet about, like, I was going to have one for, like, gay slurs and, like, like special needs slurs. So maybe someday we will talk about dykes, Pave.
Oh, I hope we do.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, thank you for listening.
Yeah, that's it for this week. We ended on a banger of a revelation.
Oh, God.
All right, guys. See y'all next week.
Yeah, peace. Check out our shit. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Right. Bye-bye.
Abe is a bitch-ass nigga.